The National Broadcasting Company invites you to listen to Glenn Miller's music. Good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen, from Manhattan to the Golden Gate. It's another First Nighter on the air for the National Broadcasting Company as we send your way the very famous music of the foremost band leader, arranger, and trombonist in the nation, Glenn Miller. He's coming back for a second season in Manhattan at the very smart and spacious Café Rouge of Hotel Pennsylvania. So join with us all as New York turns out en masse to welcome home Glenn Miller, his orchestra, and another famous moonlight serenade. As our program gets underway, I see that there's every indication that Glenn and the boys are certainly glad to be back here at the Hotel Pennsylvania. Smiles on their faces, and even the first number says Pennsylvania 6, 5,000.
Pennsylvania 6, 5,000.
Transylvania 6-5000, and we're officially underway to the first broadcast of the new season of Glenn Miller and his orchestra in the Hotel Pennsylvania Cafe Rouge. A song now from Ray Eberle, a currently popular tune arranged by Glenn Miller, The Call of the Canyon.
Melancholy echo lingering when the day is through. It's the call of the canyon. Once again I'm dreaming of you. Every night I search the moonlight up and down the river shore. It's the call of the canyon. Maybe I will see you once more. Standing there alone by the ashes of a fire we said would never die. Spark I see, it's the call of the canyon, bringing back your answer to me.
The chap to whom this next song is dedicated, I don't believe is here for this opening night. Nevertheless, it offers an opportunity for Marion Hutton and Tex Beneke to give us another of their famous duet novelties. Glenn Miller's arrangement of The Gentleman Needs a Shave.
He's really a marvelous chappie. He's renowned for his savoir-faire. A glance from him makes the girls happy, and his smile has them walking on air. As he strolls down the avenue daily, all the feminine hearts start to thrill. But somehow today, I'm sorry to say, the gentleman's charm is nil. The gentleman's clothes are smart, the gentleman's all the rage. He's set for love from hat to glove, but the gentleman needs a shave. The gentleman has technique, the gentleman's quite a name. He's mighty smooth and in the groove, but the gentleman needs a shave. It may be none of my business, But here's the point to the song. You just can't start to break a heart with whiskers neatly blonde. If the gentleman wants the love the gentleman seems to crave, he'd better hop to the barber shop, 'cause the gentleman needs a shave.
Well, my romance is headed straight for the grave, 'cause my gal won't kiss me until I shave. She says prickly pears are big for pickles. There ain't no peach picks a pan that prickles.
Well, man, you're due for a once-over life.
Well, get out to barbershop. There ain't none in sight.
Well, shave or no shave, I want to hear you too.
Aye.
I don't mind that beard. On you, it looks cute.
Aye. It's so long, it gets under my feet.
Well, climb on that hayloft and let's get on the beat.
On the
full of melody, as Ray Glenmiller plays and Ray Eberly sings, A Handful of Stars.
I recall the story, that night of love and glory, a night that left my heart romantic scars. We stood so near to heaven that I reached clear to heaven and gathered you a handful of stars. Sweet remembered hour when love began to flower with moonlight through the trees like silver bars. And as the moon grew older, I reached across your shoulder and gathered you a handful of stars. I placed my fingertips upon your lips and stars fell in your eyes. Moon glow made a halo of your hair. Oh, what things unspoken trembled in the air. Our hearts were madly beating, and then our lips were meeting, and Venus seemed to melt right into Mars. Then while we stood caressing, blue heaven sent a blessing, a shower of a handful of stars.
Well, the old clock, it says it's almost intermission time, and I'm dancing with the music of Glenn Miller and his orchestra, coming to you tonight in their first broadcast of the season from the Café Rouge of Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. The National Broadcasting Company invites you to listen to Glenn Miller's music. Dancing again it is for all America as NBC presents more of the music played by Glenn Miller, the nation's foremost band leader, arranger, and trombonist, from the very smart, spacious setting of the Café Rouge of Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. Glenn Miller tonight is beginning his second successful season here in the Café Rouge, and we invite you one and all to join us and dance. Glenn Miller's conception of an old tune that has made a great hit with his listeners everywhere. You're sure to like On Brave Old Army Team. Coach Miller's guidance, I'd say the boys handled that swing arrangement about as well as the Army team does the pigskin. Nice going, Glenn. A ballad now, and of course the voice is Ray Eberly, a tune that has enjoyed a tremendous success this past season, and we hear it now in the Glenn Miller arrangement when the Swallows come back to Capistrano.
come back to Capistrano. That's the day you promised to come back to me. When you whispered farewell in Capistrano, that's the day the swallows flew out to the sea. All the mission bells will ring, the chapel choir will sing, the happiness you'll bring will live in my memory. When the swallows come back to Capistrano, that's the day I pray that you come back to.
Glenn Miller and his orchestra from the Café Rouge of Hotel Pennsylvania, their opening night, and now comes our finale. Down for the Count, it's called. Glenn, take the downbeat. I know our opening broadcast from this point tonight would hardly be complete unless Glenn Miller were to come over to the microphone and say a word or two. And tonight I know it's going to serve a dual purpose. So, Glenn, it was last April 4th. I said so long to you before this microphone. Now I'm saying hello again. Won't you come in?
Thank you very much, Al. I'm a little out of breath for down for the count, but nevertheless,
never down,
I think...
Never down or out, either.
Well, thank you again. I think it would be bad to pass up this opportunity to say that we're very happy to be back on the air again, especially from the Cafe Rouge, the Pennsylvania Hotel. I would like to thank the National Broadcasting Company for placing their networks at our disposal so that we can play for you. I don't want to say too much. We have another theme now that we're going to use as a closing theme, and we're playing it for the first time on the air tonight. The name of it is Slumber Song, and we hope that you like it as well as you like Moonlight Serenade.
Glenn told you a moment ago, this is Slumber Song, the music that you will hear at the end of all of the future Glenn Miller programs that will come to you from the Café Rouge. Tonight, friends, we've enjoyed being with you very much. We hope you've enjoyed our stay. As we brought you the music of the nation's foremost band leader, arranger, and trombonist, Glenn Miller, tonight beginning his second successful season in the smart Café Rouge of Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City.